Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 206, entitled Established from the Beginning. As I read the word of the Lord, I need to warn you that what is spoken is what is written, what is true, and what is to come. Perilous times are coming as revelation has been given. These things are and have happened in the earth, and the commandments are given in righteousness. You have to go back to the days of Noah before the earth and all flesh except him as the eighth person was destroyed with water. You may wonder how men have come to be blamed for the destruction happening on the earth. Take heed. Now it happened, when men began to multiply in the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful and desirable, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose and desired. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive and remain with man forever, because he is indeed flesh, sinful, corrupt, given over to sensual appetites. Nevertheless, his days shall yet be 120 years. There were Nephilim, men of stature, notorious men on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God lived with the daughters of men, and they gave birth to their children. These were the mighty men of old, men of renown, great reputation and fame. The Lord saw that the wickedness or depravity of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination or intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. The Lord regretted that he had made mankind on the earth, and he was deeply grieved in his heart. Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 of the Amplified Version. It was men and women who chose to sin, to participate in the abominable, partaking in spells and witchcraft, having intercourse with the fallen, devils, demons, and animals and beasts, sacrificing children and each other, committing cannibalism, drinking blood, murder, the creation of weapons used to kill, and every other heinous abomination imaginable and unimaginable. Now let me confirm this with the first commandment given to Noah after he was allowed to leave the ark. Please pay attention, because even then, almost all things were given to men to eat But there was a grave exception. And if it were not to be again, why would God warn us against it? This is why it always perplexes me of the warnings against sin and how many will blatantly disregard it and many act as if they don't even exist. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh, human meat, with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, you shall not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast will I require it. The degenerate beings and spirits of the last days will mete out this punishment. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Brother murdering brother. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. Genesis chapter 9, verses 3 through 6 of the King James Version. When the earth was being corrupted by the fallen, the watchers, they told men how to do these things. It was man and woman that carried it out with their own hands, out of the lusts of their hearts. And all the deeds of the unrighteous are meticulously recorded against them. And I saw a great white throne and him who was seated upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place were found for them, for this heaven and earth are passing away. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead, those condemned to eternal damnation, were judged according to what they had done as written in the books. That is everything done while on earth. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 12 of the Amplified Version. Recognize that of all things created by God, man was the last to be designed. Like parents who prepare the nursery with love and care for the newborn, God had prepared a special place for man and woman, with everything that they would ever need, out of the abundance of his love for us. So know that when he comes to judge the earth, man will be the last to enter into eternal destruction and damnation, with the exception of the false prophet, who will go before every other man. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 of the King James Version. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever anyone's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 through 15 of the King James Version. As the Lord is revealing many things to me, He is making it clear that He despises the unrighteous, deceiving, lying sinners. Number one, woe, judgment is coming to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe, judgment is coming to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever and shrewd in their own sight. Woe, judgment is coming to those who are heroes at drinking wine and men of strength in mixing intoxicating drinks, who justify the wicked and acquit the guilty for a bribe, and take away the rights of those who are in the right. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 23 of the Amplified Version. Number two, no one is exempt. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 4 of the King James Version. Number 3. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that spreads lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 of the King James Version. Before I move on, let me place this here, because life and death lie in the power of the tongue. A worthless person, a wicked man, is one who walks with a perverse, corrupt, vulgar mouth, who winks with his eyes in mockery, who shuffles his feet to signal, who points with his fingers to give subversive instruction, who perversely in his heart plots trouble and evil continually, who spreads discord and strife. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 12 through 14 of the Amplified Version. We are seeing this amped up in fake friends and those who prophesy lies. Yet I digress. I want to point out some scriptures from the book of Enoch, because as I have said, perilous times are coming and the righteous must be prepared. These are confirmed in the Bible. With all your knowledge, gain understanding. Number four, and in those days the destitute shall go and throw their children out, and they shall abandon them, so that their children shall perish because of them. They shall abandon their children that are still babies or sucklings and not return to them, and shall have no pity for their loved ones. Again, I swear to you, you sinners, that sin is prepared for a day of unceasing bloodshed. Chapter 99, verses 5 through 6. Number 5. And they who worship stones and carved images of gold and silver and wood and stone and clay, and those who worship impure spirits and demons and all kinds of idols, not according to knowledge, shall get no manner of help from them. Through these, they shall become godless and fearful, for they shall have done all their works with lies and shall have worshipped a stone. Therefore, in an instant shall they perish. Chapter 99, verses 7 and 9. Number 6. Woe to you who make your foundation that of deceitful sin and lies, and who cause bitterness on the earth, for they shall be utterly consumed. Woe to you who build your houses through the hard labor of others, and all their building materials are the bricks and stones of sin. I tell you that you shall have no peace. Woe to them who do unrighteous acts and help oppression and kill their neighbors until the day of the great judgment, for he will throw down your glory. Chapter 99, verses 12 through 13 and 15. This saddens me as a parent, grandparent, daughter, mother, and sister. For those who are righteous and whose prayers availeth much, pray for your loved ones. And number 7. And in those days, in one place, the fathers together with their sons shall kill one another, and brothers shall fall in death together, until the streams flow with their blood. For a man shall not withhold his hand from killing his sons and his son's sons, and the sinner shall not withhold his hand from his honored brother. From dawn until sunset, they shall kill one another. Chapter 100, verses 1 through 2. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her by God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.